From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, the besieged rebel-held towns of Diraya and Maudamia near Damascus received aid convoys. For Diraya, the first in 4 years. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it contained medicine, vaccines, baby formula, and nutritional items for children. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The United States is pleased to see that the United Nations, the ICRC, and the Syrian Red Crescent have confirmed the ground delivery of some humanitarian assistance. Ground delivery remains the most effective means to providing aid to all besieged communities. We've said that before. While this delivery today is an important step, it is far from sufficient to providing the kind of relief to the hundreds of thousands of Syrian people who are in need.
Kirby said the U.S. will take up the matter of World Food Program delivered airdrops to some 13 besieged areas when the U.N. Security Council meets on Friday. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate, AQIM, has claimed responsibility for attacks on U.N. peacekeepers in Mali Wednesday that left 4 people dead, including a Chinese peacekeeper. The attacks targeted a U.N. demining unit and MINUSMA base in the northern city of Gao.
Tout ce que nous savons à l'heure actuelle, c'est qu'un véhicule est entré.
An unidentified French soldier said a vehicle rammed the security perimeter of the U.N. base used by Chinese military engineers, causing a detonation. At least 3 other Chinese personnel were wounded. At least a dozen peacekeepers in Mali have been killed in May alone. After Wednesday's attack, the number of UN peacekeepers killed while on active service in Mali rose to at least 65, making it the most dangerous active deployment for the UN in the world. This is VOA News.